Okay, then now we'll start from the last part, I mean the further part, okay? Okay, now you can tell that now we will take, with before the taking the refuge, as I told you before, we have to understand the Buddha's quality. So once you have not understand the Buddha's quality, so you cannot generate the, I mean, the true devotion towards Buddha. So, as I told them before, the Buddha's quality. So, now then you have to, now today you have to understand the quality of the Dhamma. So you have to understand that when the Buddha gave the teaching, he gave the teaching in the three different layers he gave the teaching. Okay, you can call it as a three different labels, or you can call it as a three different, I mean, the types. So when the Buddha was giving the teachings, so according to the students, I mean, the understanding, so he gave the different, I mean, the different labels. So that's why they call it that the first teaching, when there was Buddha's first teaching, it called the Theravada teaching. Because when the Buddha was giving the teaching, so he is just like the treating the people. The Dharma is something like the medicine. So once we talk about the medicine, they are the different medicines. Once if you are having the only one medicine, then it cannot help up so many peoples. Once you are having the different medicine, then you can help the more people. So Dharma is something like that. There are the many different labels and many different types. So when he was giving the first teaching, he was giving to teaching as the Hinayana, then he gave the teaching of the Mahayana tradition, he gave the teaching of the Vajrayana. So that's why you can see the Buddhist, when he was giving the teaching, so he gave the three different labels teachings. So once we say the Dharma, it should come in the three different labels. Once you are something, the Dharma or some idea which is out of these three different labels, then it's not a Dharma. It's not a Buddha Dharma. Yeah. So Dharma is something, whenever we talk about the Dharma, whenever we talk about the three jewels, especially Dharma, you have to understand the Buddha Dharma, they are the three different divisions or the three different labels, little different labels. Label is the ones we call the Hinayan, Mahayan, Vajrayan, three labels. So these three different labels. Now there is no question of the which is better and which is the best. Because this is the Buddha told the three different, I mean, the labels according to the student understanding of the, according to the student's, I mean, the mental label. So he gave the three different teachings. There is no such a question can arise as which is better. Yeah, so it's just like that when you ask them about the medicine, we can't say the which is the best medicine. When you are having the headache, the head medicine is the best. When you are having a stomach pain, so the medicine for the stomach pain is the best medicine. So generally, we cannot say the which is the best medicine. So Dharma is something like, it's just like the medicine. According to your sickness, then you have to practice. So Tibetan Buddhism is mainly mixed up with these three table labels. So generally now you can see that now the Hinayana tradition, that Buddha's teaching, Hinayana's Buddha's teaching mainly it focuses more on the morality and the ethics. Through the rules and the morality, through rules and the morality, then bringing the liberation in your mind. That is mainly the idea of the Hinayana tradition. In the Mahayana teaching, Buddha have spoken more of the great compassion and the destroying the self-cherishing attitude. These all teachings come from the Mahayana teachings. In the Tantra, Buddha talks most of the about the using the, our body energy, changing of our body energy, using the body, I mean the chakras. These all teachings come from in the Vajrayana tradition. So now when we have to practice, we have to combine all these three practices. Then only we can get the good result. We cannot separate all this practice. We cannot practice the only ones. We have to combine all this practice. Okay, so that's why what you can see is that so Dharma means, so when you take yourself the Buddha's teaching of the one we call the Dharma, you have to understand that the three different labels in the Dharma. So is these three different labels, Buddha gives a different way of the approach to the people. So once you look at the Liberation in the Palm, this book is mainly composed with the three things, but the more composed with the Mahayana and the Vajrayana, two things it composed in this book. Lot of the people having the misunderstanding that the through practice in the Vajrayana, you feel that the getting the initiation itself is a fine. That is a very big misunderstanding of the Vajrayana. The most important is getting the initiation is not the most important thing. Important thing is after the initiation, then important task will start, then your practice. So that's why you have to, when you're getting the initiation, so that's why you have to understand the very rightly, properly, that how to practice that. So that's why it's most important thing is understand. Whenever you're receiving the initiation, you have to understand how to practice that deity properly. Now the one thing is that when the Buddha was giving the teaching according to the student labels, some very intelligent students, he gives more on the Vajrayana and the Mahayana's teachings. Yeah, so the purpose of the Dharma is the Buddha, when he was giving the teaching, the purpose of the Dharma is to eliminate the person's negative emotions. The main purpose of the Dharma is that to help us to eliminate our negative emotions. Well, now when you are taking the refuge to the Dharma, it means that now you are saying that you will follow the Dharma. So it means that you will follow that instruction which help us to eliminate our negative emotion. So once our negative emotion, when we succeed to reduce our negative emotions, then I think Buddha will reach not very far. When we succeed to reduce our negative emotion, negative thoughts, then Buddhahood is not very far. There is one saying. If the mad person who knows that he or she is a mad, it's very near to the sainthood, it's very near to the Buddhahood. If the person who knows that he or she, himself or herself are mad, then that person is a very near to sainthood, means a very near to Buddhahood. So same thing, so they're saying like this, we are not knowing that our negative thoughts, negative emotions, when we arises, we feel the helpless. In the reality, we are not helpless. We have the lots of the matter to control that. Even when you feel that very unhappy, when you feel very stressful, you feel like you are helpless, but in the reality, it's not helpless. You have a lot of the matters and the Dharma teachings teaches us to how to reduce it. So that's why the worst problem of the mad people is that they are not knowing they are mad. That is the worst problem. That is the most difficult problem. If the mad person know they are the mad, then they will start for the treatment. They never want to do the treatment because they feel they are not a mad. This is the worst problem with every mad people. Yeah. So this is one story, but it's a true story. What I heard. There's one very young monk, I mean the 10 or 15 years back, very young monk helped one of the mad person, helped him to take to the mental hospital. It's in the South India, okay? So what happened is that the mad person, I think he went with wearing the clothes quite nicely, neat and quite nicely clothed. So what happened is that the young monk, I think he had not wear his clothes properly. So they went to the hospital, mental hospital. So what the mental hospital, they went and they told that now they came for the treatment for the mat. So then the what happened is that then the doctor just pointed at the monk who are not wearing the cloth properly. Then he asked that the monk that, are you mat? Are you the patient? So that the hospital is quite, huge. In the South India, this is one mental hospital. I think it's the one of the largest hospital in the India. So a couple of the years back, so for the sake of the doing the some research with their doctor with a mental hospital research on the mind and the brain, so I went a couple of the times that hospital for the sake of the research on the mind and brain with the discussing with the doctor of that hospital. Yeah. So one of my students told me that at that time, now we are coming quite often to this hospital, the people will think about us are very strange, and the people will think about us maybe we are the patient. So he feel a little bit reluctant to go quite often. So that's why when we are saying that, that's why the mad people, most problem is that they are not understanding, they are not knowing the other mad. Same thing, that's the we are having the lot of the negative emotions. We are having the lot of time in the stressful, sometimes stressful and the very hard time. We are not aware that we can overcome it. We are not aware that we can reduce the, all the negative thoughts. So first we should aware that. To reduce or to overcome the negative, what we have to do? We have to follow the Dhamma instruction. That's why in the second prayer we are saying that I follow the Dhamma. I follow the proper instruction. So it's saying that. So first refuge, when you are saying that I follow the Buddha, you have to understand all the qualities of the Buddha. And the second time, when you are saying that I follow the Dhamma, you have to know that you have to know that you can overcome the, all of the, your negative emotions. You can overcome all the, you can reduce the all negative thoughts. So that I have to follow the instruction, proper instruction. So that's why you are saying that when you say that I follow the Dhamma, so means you will not feel that now you will follow the proper instruction of the guidance of the Buddha to overcome the our negative thought, to overcome the, our stressful and stressful things. So what someone told me that generally he could not practice the, generally he could not practice the compassion properly because of the 2%. I think there might be 2% that person disliked very much. So he told me that he could not practice the compassion properly because of the 2%. So that's why, so it's like, so when you are saying the following the Dhamma, so when you are following the Dhamma, you are saying that you have to follow the instruction very properly. Following the instruction properly is something like that you are taking the medicine rightly. So Buddha once he told that I'm like a physician. My teaching is like medicine. He have said that. So something like that, it's a, yeah. So something like that, the Dhamma is a, something like that to bring us the more, the joy in the our life, more happiness in the our life. It brings us the more benefit in the our life. So that's why it's called a Dhamma, what itself called a, stand for the many different meanings. So that's why, that's why now here, that's why the most important thing is that we have to into the follow the Dhamma properly. What you need is the very faith and the devotion towards the Buddha. Then you can follow the instruction properly. Even the same word, if told by the someone who you trust, or the person whom you don't trust, even the same word someone tells you, but the person whom you trust, even you don't know, you will believe on it. Even it might be true, but suppose someone told you, but the person whom you do not know, you will not trust it. Same thing like that, once we have a fully trust or faith on the Buddha, then we will take the Dhamma as a very, the rightly. Yeah, so that's why now when you say that I follow the Buddha, I follow the Dhamma, I follow the Sangha, something like that, the Dhamma is something like that. From the second point, what we have to think is a Dharma. Following the Dharma is not only this life. So we can follow the Dharma even after next life. So that's why they're saying that when we have generated the proper refuge, I mean the proper devotion through the three jewels, we will never born in the lower life. So that's why you can see in the liberation in the palm of the page 378. In the short, I have not developed death and the impermanence in my mental stream. Even the Guhya Samaja would not be profound, but the three verses on the taking the refuge are the profound when they produce in the mind stream at the death. So that's why I say the Guhya Samaja is the, just like considered as the king of the Vajrayana. Guhya Samaja, that task. Guhya Samaja, task of the Guhya Samaja considered as the king of the Vajrayana. But still it says that it is not profound. But the three refuge is a more profound than the Guhya Samaja. It means that when we have to take the proper refuge, that's a very, the profound, the practice. So same thing like that for the trust on the Buddha. When you practice the more and more Dharma, and when you see the more good benefits of the Dharma, then you will generate the more and more trust in, about the Buddha. When you, if someone asks me that whether the Dharma will definitely help or not, I can give the assurance. I can say, sure, it will help because of my experience. So once you practice, then you will see the more benefits of the Dharma. So once you practice the yourself, then you see the more, the benefits of the Dharma, yeah. So generally, once I've not started fully the practice of the Dharma very strongly at my teenage time, so quite I'm stressful with some issues. So even when I was a kid, so when I lose the game, so I feel very sad, 2-3 days, I want to say it's very sad. So comparing to the kids, and right now I have more task to do. I mean, so many things, but I will have a very stressful day. I have a very, very less stress. I never get stressed with so many things to do because I feel it with also the Dharma practice. As a kid, I don't have to do so many things, but any small things, once it could not go properly, I feel very stressed. Even though when I lose the game, so I feel very sad, especially when I was a kid. So, yeah, comparing to the my kid item right now, I have much, much more. So many works to do, so many things to do. Sometimes the my work, sometimes it's not go the smoothly. There will be a lot of obstacle might come, but I will never get stressed. I will never get unhappy with something is not going to according to the it should be. But some works go smoothly, some won't go smoothly. But I never get the stress because I think it's practice of the Dharma. Yeah, so kids, when I was a kid, when I lose the game, I feel very sad. Now these times, when I have a little free time, I used to play the game, especially I used to play the chess game in the computer. But now I don't lose the computer. When I play the chess in the computer, I never lose. You know what the reason, because when I make any of the mistake movements or steps, I will press the undo. Sometimes I do the undo, so much of the undo, then again it will come to the back to the point of the starting. So a few months back I told this story to the one of the, my students. He is not a monk, he's an Indian man. So that Indian guy told me, oh, Rinpoche, when you're doing too much of the undo, when you are playing the game in the computer, it means that you are not playing the fairly. It's you are playing very unfair. Yeah, so that's why now this is Dharma. So when you have when I take refuge to the Sangha, Sangha means some of the community. Community, generally, that means the community who practice Dharma well. So person who practice the Dharma well, that is we call the Sangha. So that means that you should have I follow the good company. So that's why I remember the one occasion in the kid prison, the kids prison, the prison where they put all the kids, but they don't call the kid prison, they call it the kid detention center. But Yeah, it's just when I went to the one in I was giving the talk in the prison, kid prison. Kid prison means where they keep the old and the kids who have done the wrong things. They call it the kid detention center, yeah. So there is a one small kid. I think he's around 14 years old. They raised me the one question. He told me he really regretted a lot of his action, stealing and the drug, taking the drugs, all these issues. He regretted a really lot. Now, how can I overcome all these bad habits? He asked me that question. I think he's around 13 or 14 years old, very small kid in the prison. I told him that to overcome your bad habit, I told him that they will tell you the first step and the final step, that is you have to abandon all your bad company. Okay, so I told him the final and the first step is that you have to overcome, you have to abandon bad companies, your bad companies. So that the kid have asked me the very sharp question, because he told me that how to overcome his bad habits. So I told him that you have to abandon your bad companies. Same thing like that, when we have in the good companies, we will have a lot of the good effects. Yeah, so there's another kid asked me the very sharp question. He's around maybe 15 or 16 years old. So he asked me the one question. He told me that the first, if someone comes and hit on your face, what will you do? Yeah, so I told him that no, if someone hit on my face, that's in the prison. So I told him, if someone on my face, I won't get angry. But I won't hit back, but I will think one thing. So then I told him, I will think the how to get the good lawyer. Yeah, when we have to improve our Dharma practice, so what we need a very good company, so that is called the Sangha. So that's why it said that, that's why you can say that, that's why now you can look at when you practice in the merit field, you can practice the merit field in India, every merit field, the deities and the gurus, and when you're seeing the merit field, there's also the Buddha, they are the Dhamma, they are the Sangha. So whenever you practice the refuge one, visualize the merit field, then you start the prayers. So that's why it seems like that. So that's why you said that when we are saying the prayer of the refuge prayer, when you say that I take a refuge to the Buddha, I take refuge to the Dhamma, I take refuge to Sangha. When you're saying these words, first you visualize the merit field. Then when you say about the refuge prayer, just think that in the merit field, there everything is there, Buddha, Dhamma and Sangha. Then you pray for them to keep the more strength, give you the more power to overcome the every difficulties in which comes in our life. So as I told you many times that over there, that there will be a lot of the difficulties in our life. But the most important thing is that we need one of the mental strength. When we have a strength from the mental strength, then I think when we have to challenge the difficulties, then we can challenge them much better. When we lose that mental state, then we cannot challenge the very small difficulties. We cannot overcome it. Okay, that's the thing that when you're saying the refuge prayer, so you can say that you don't have to think that the refuge prayer should say only in the morning or the evening or something like that. Whenever it comes to difficulties in your life, whenever you're feeling the stress, whenever you feel unhappy, so that time you can start the refuge prayer, which lies in the merit field, and pray and give you the more strength to overcome the unhappiness, to overcome the difficulties, to overcome the stress like this. Yeah, so that's why you have to keep that's why it means that we are keeping the very mental connection with the merit field. So once you are having the more mental connection with a merit field, then you can receive the more blessings from the merit field. It is easier.
So sometimes when you're starting the mental connection, there are many different levels. Sometimes you will not even make the mental connection. So this is a sometimes a mental level of mental connection. Sometimes it's good beyond so beyond spiritual and moral psychology. So there's a certain reason as well as I told you before, there are so many things of the gross level of the understanding of the moral psychology, maybe with the Buddhism idea of very much of the similar. Sometimes when you go a little bit more deeper in the mental levels, so sometimes it's a little bit in the observation of the modern psychology. So this is now something like that. So that's why now when you started the practicing, as I told you before, now the merit field is just when you visualize the merit field, then saying the prayer, and then, as I told you before, then you visualize the race, and then I think you will know, so I think you will also better than me. Yeah, now I think you will know better than me. So, I think I told you some reasons that you know, so I will not repeat it again. Benefit of all of the sessions, and you will get the more merits. So that's why whenever you say the refuge prayer, you have to think that you are praying or not praying for over the object of every sessions. So there is one great master, and it's 700-800 years before the Tibet, one great master. So that great master, that great mother, his name is Chekhov. So great master Chekhov, at the time of when he was dying, so he told him that my wish is not fulfilled. Yeah, at the time of when he was dying, so he told him that his wish is not fulfilled. So everyone was surprised and asked, what your wish is not fulfilled? Because now your whole life you are practicing the Dharma. You are teaching the Dharma, and what you are wishing. So, what happened is that then Shri Chakravarti told his students that my wish is not for them, because I always want to go in the hell. Now I know that I am not going to go in the hell. Now every signs of the world, every signs of the Buddha's paradise is coming to my eyes. Now I know that I am not going to go in the hell. So he told my wishes to go in the hell. So that's why those are the only things that I'm thinking about this. We will help people to understand anything about it. Then born in the hell is important to people. Thanks. Thanks for giving them a mask on your brain. So it's just like that. One is the person who really, when the person that is triggered wants to born in the hell to help people, beings. So that's the issue is that when you have a long creative and the one generated thinking and the thinking the welfare of others, then even when you are born in a habit, there is no difference. When you are thinking too much of yourself, even if you are born in a habit, you will not get the happiness. Still, you will search for the more things. So that's why now when you are taking the refuge, seeing that you are bringing the old obstacle, the old obstacle. So as I told you before, when you are responsible for the benefit, then you can use the red color of the rainbow. Then what? White, then yellow. You can visualize the rain is the white, red, yellow. To increase the more of the increases the use of the green color of yellow. To generally, when it depends on something to empower the something, when you gain the more power, so you use the color of the red, visualizing the red color. In the general things, you visualize the color of white. So sometimes when you're having these mental sometimes you can feel the heat of the brain, sometimes it's happening. by visualizing the white sermon for red lights, special red lights coming from magnetic field and be dissolving in your body to crunch around the heart, maybe sometimes you will feel the peace. When you feel the heat of the red ray, when you feel when you are visualizing the rays coming into your body, when you feel the sensation of the heat, or when you feel the rays, that is nothing, okay? That is nothing, just a normal, okay? Varnavis people, when they're meditating, then they have a little bit different of the experience of the sensation. They will just act like it is really awesome in the Buddha. They ask a lot of things. So when you're having a when you're practicing, when you feel a sensation of the heat or something, when you're visualizing that, that is normal, okay? That's nothing, okay? That's a very common and nothing. Do you not have to feel that you have something special in you, okay? So when you have more of the concentration power, when you can focus on all sorts of things, then you can receive that okay, the most important thing is when you're visualizing the object, the visualizing the value for the receiving and blessing, the connects with it. It should be colored into your body and the rays into your body from the wrong, heart, okay, or three main chakras, as I can remember. Right now, I think we need to be able to use the right ways of the entire your body. Okay, I think I'm talking, okay? Okay, then I think this is how today's one we can get just visualizing the diet field and the chest break the visualize. Then we just visualize the waist and we can visualize the body, okay? How it will get over and it helps you to overcome all your obstacles, okay? And this is not only for you, but one practice you just visualize for the others, okay? Pray for the others, just visualizing the way you are going to pray. Then visualize the belly feet, like from magic to the light to your comes and the dissolving the person who you are praying, okay? Okay. Thank you.